The Ethiopian government says in the 6 months state of emergency in its northern region, its main aim will be to disarm the security forces of the Tigray regional state. The federal military is also tasked with detaining anyone suspected of illegal activities that endanger the constitutional order, and it will impose restrictions on transport and impose a curfew. Government troops are into a third day of confrontation with the regional forces. There is no information yet as to how many people have lost their lives since Wednesday when the operation began, but Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has said there have been casualties. It is leading to fears of a deepening and prolonged civil conflict between government forces and separatists. The country's Civil Aviation Authority has closed 4 airspaces in the northern region for both local and international flights. Neighboring Sudan has closed its borders with Ethiopia. I'm Colette Anjohi in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.